This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to Sunday Supplement. We're doing an election special this week. It's very exciting, sort of.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of already happened now, hasn't it? I mean, don't the colonies now have a new impresario?
Yeah, by the time we get broadcast in people's heads, the election will have happened. But as we are recording it, it hasn't happened yet. So we don't know what's happened. But phew! Who would have thought he'd have done that with her on election day and blown the whole gig?
Wow, blown the whole gig. Wow, because, I mean, they're both pulling in quite large crowds and blowing the whole gig would be quite time-consuming.
Did you just whistle?
I did just whistle, yeah.
Okay, you haven't got a little budgie stuck in your pants.
Well, of course I do, but it's dead.
That is not an image I need in my head.
What, dead budgie? Everybody should have a dead budgie in their pants. They're so soft.
Right. There's a joke going around my head which I don't want to say out loud because
it's one of your jokes, I understand.
Yeah, quite literally it's one of my jokes.
It was a good night for budgies on Tuesday though. Very good night for budgies.
Oh, I see. You mean the coming Tuesday, not last Tuesday. I was getting confused because last Tuesday nothing happened with budgies. Not that anything's going to happen with budgies this Tuesday or last Tuesday, depending on when. I'm getting really confused now and I've got a headache and it's not helpful.
You're becoming like, oh, what's his name? Not Doctor Who.
John McCain?
No.
He's a Time Lord, I reckon.
He looks like somebody the Time Lord would battle, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. John McCain, a Doctor Who enemy.
Yeah, he'd be perfect.
Anyway, I got a confession to make.
What do you mean you got a confession to make?
I've lost already.
How can you have lost already, Simon? We haven't even started the show. I mean, you're going to lose, but how have you lost?
Because the only paper in the shop when I got there was the Financial Times Weekend.
But that comes out on Saturday.
Exactly. It was still out on a Sunday, but...
You idiots.
I know, but it's literally all they had. They had no other papers, so I've lost.
No other papers? I mean, what sort of paper shop do you go to? Is it just a tramp you lick the pillow out of?
Oh, that's a really good idea. That would save me £2 a week. I might do that.
Right. Well, Simon, I'm pretending I'm surprised by this, but actually Simon already informed me of this. So with much glee, I thought, well, any Sunday paper I get is going to win. So what would really annoy Simon for me to get?
Oh, no, you didn't buy the Express, did you?
I didn't buy the Express, no.
Okay. Well, I don't know what's more annoying than the Express.
For only 80p, getting blokes up on the Sabbath... It's the Sunday Sport.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And it does come with the supplements, the one supplement. It doesn't have many words in it. It's called Wet and Wild Special, and it mainly gives instructions to women about how to wash the most dirty parts of themselves, that being their chests and also their bottoms.
Yeah, we should explain to our colonies that the Sunday Sport is possibly just... porn.
Well, it's got breasts on most pages and I'm very impressed with it. And also sort of those very, very, I mean, don't get me wrong, very beautiful girls, but very boyish girls as well. Kind of girls who are very slim, with little bottoms, who look out like adolescent boys, apart from the fact they've got long hair, a lot of makeup and big plastic breasts.
Don't all adolescent boys have long hair, makeup and big plastic
breasts? Only you,
Simon.
You were a very beautiful little lady.
So basically, I've got possibly one of the best papers there is.
And you're going to lose with it because you broke the rules.
Oh, that's so unfair. I'm just trying to think of an equivalent of the Sunday Sport that American readers might know. It's kind of like, well, they haven't got any tabloids like it, have they? They've got tabloids that do UFOs ate my baby, but they haven't got pornographic tabloids.
There are a few stories in there, though. Don't worry, there are a few stories. Not much in the supplements, though, which are, as I say... mainly pictures.
Well, it's going to be fun. Election special with
tits.
Pornography on the radio.
Yeah. Got all the Big Brother's tits. You got celebrity Louise Glover's tits. It's amazing.
Have you got a tit in your pants?
I have a budgie.
Time to talk about what we're going to cut out and keep then. this is the Financial Times versus the Sunday Sport.
And the Sunday Sport's going to win, because at least it's on the Sunday. Whereas the Financial Times is a weekend paper, Simon.
I've got a dispatch from America by Matthew Engel, and the article is about the absolute population centre of America. Every census they do, they work out the exact population centre of the United States. And I'm saying this to appeal to your heteroscedastic nature.
I did multivariate statistics as part of my degree.
So, basically, they've shown that over the course of the last couple of centuries, America is headed west.
All right, that's interesting.
And it's actually more recently started to veer southwest.
Was that because of Mexico?
Yeah. And I learned a few things, which is quite interesting. I learned that you're not allowed to keep the stars and stripes unlit unless you take it down every sunset.
Really?
Yeah, you're not allowed to leave it out by law unless it's lit.
I didn't think you're allowed to burn the flag.
No, not on fire. Just illuminated as opposed to lit.
Surrounded by fire.
Yeah,
America's
basically.
Very odd.
But essentially, they found Middle America. Quite literally, Middle America. And it's a town called Edgar Springs with a population of 190. And they have a majority for Obama. So McCain Palin are on a loser, if that's the case.
Well, we know what happened, obviously, in the election.
That's
as
true.
Do our dear readers who have been following the events.
But this article is quite interesting. They're talking about not having enough money to pay their one and only policeman.
That'd be a very good, effective way of reducing crime, though.
But it's essentially what low tax gets you. Everyone's going about, we need to pay less tax. They get no police coverage and they haven't got any money. They couldn't even fix a pothole. They had to go and nick a load of asphalt from a passing road fixing.
It's because Americans do not pay enough tax.
Well, quite.
If they paid more tax, one, they could be thoroughly entertained by how much their government mucks things up. And two, they can have less money to spend on the crap that they spend it on. Like
the sport.
Oh God, the sport, yeah. Blimey, the sport. The sport is ridiculous. I mean, I don't like sport. So if I was an American, I'd be very annoyed.
No, I wasn't talking about baseball, which I think is a really good game. I was talking about your newspaper that you've wasted money on.
Only 80p.
Mine was £2.30. I didn't get a single nipple.
Oh, I've got loads of nipples.
So can you beat the absolute heart of America? Not in a literal sense, obviously. But
well, I can go to another body part.
Oh, let me guess. A breast?
No, wrong. You fail. This is one of the best articles in the Sunday Sport, which is, he put his nads out for the bin men. Which is about a man who couldn't wait to have his sex operation and so took a lot of painkillers, took a kitchen knife and chopped his own balls off.
Now, see, that belies a basic lack of understanding as to what a gender reassignment is. It doesn't just mean having no balls, surely.
He's just basically turned himself into a eunuch. Because, you know, a lot of women do have balls. I have a couple of my own. I keep them, I care for them. The budgie likes to nuzzle up against them.
Today has gone very bizarre already. To be fair, at least you haven't got a Jean-Luc Picard in your pants.
Well, that is true, but I couldn't fit one of those in. Plus, I'd probably get beaked. I mean, that wasn't the best article. I've got loads. I've got my Ouija board gobble shame. but I think the other one I want to talk about is the world's wackiest radio hosts.
Oh, I see. Is this a response to that ridiculous Daily Mail campaign that the BBC have run scared from?
Yeah, the American listeners might be interested to know about this. There's a comedian called Russell Brand who does a national radio show in the UK. And this week he had Jonathan Ross, who is our equivalent of David Letterman. He's a huge, big star, great interviewer, has his own Friday night show. And Jonathan Ross was on Russell Brand's show. And they rang up Manuel from Fawlty Towers Up, Andrew Sachs, and left messages on his answer phone along the lines of that Russell Brand had sex with his daughter. Granddaughter, not his daughter. Which, yeah, okay, whatever. Bit stupid. This was pre-recorded, so the editors could have taken it out should they want to. I think after it first played, they had two complaints, and now it's been advertised that this happened. All the people who didn't listen, who speak like this, and read the Daily Mail, were absolutely outraged, because I heard it from someone, and oh, like that. And so basically they've got several thousand complaints. Russell Brand has taken this opportunity to ditch the show, which I think is kind of advantageous to him because he's been spending a lot of time in America and I think he wants to go over there more often.
Yeah, I think it was a deliberate attempt at sabotage. I think he did want to get rid of his show. I think you're right.
And I think Jonathan Ross now has a paid suspension.
It's unpaid.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to lose £1 million.
That's quite a lot, because, I mean, Jonathan Ross is rightly well paid.
So, what is the Sunday Sports reaction to this?
Well, we've got Jill Dando. This is the world's wackiest radio host, Jill Dando. Dame Barbara Cartland. Jimmy Savile, obviously. Noel Edmonds. A cat. The world's first talking cat appeared in Rutland FM in 1999.
So this is just a list of people who've been on the radio, essentially.
But why I like this, why I want to cut out and keep this particular thing, is that it's the only thing I've seen in a list where you have Chris Moyles, who does a BBC One radio show, and it's kind of obnoxious. Yeah, that's the noise that Simon makes when he hears Chris Moyles. I actually liked Chris Moyles when he did the really early slot.
What, when you were too tired and unconscious to really understand anything he was saying?
So he's got Chris Moyles, and just above Chris Moyles on this list, Joseph Goebbels. It's the best list ever. I might have to get this paper more often.
From a moral standpoint, I win, but yours is just much more entertaining, so...
Boom, chicka-chick, boom.
It is time to play Article or Farcical, but here's the thing, I must have already won this because everything in the Sunday Sport is farcical.
They're all printed articles in the Sunday Sport, Simon, except one, and it's up to you to decide which one I've made up, which is a farcical, and which are genuine articles from the very esteemed journal, the Sunday Sport. Man bonks mum-in-law while he is asleep.
What? No.
Man bonks mum-in-law while he is asleep.
Right.
Obsessive compulsive discord whore. That's about a prostitute who, because she has obsessive compulsive, when she does it, has to sing Bohemian Rhapsody.
No.
Yes.
Wow. I want to meet her.
25 boobs for 25 years, celebrating 25 years of the bill.
25 boobs. The bill's never had boobs in it.
I know, so they've gone round to watch all the actresses bikini stripping on the beach.
Really?
Yeah, with their tops off on the beach.
And they're not photoshopped or anything like that?
It's hard to tell.
Okay, so that's the bill's breasts.
Or, and I've got to say this right, Big Bad Bond Boob Bang.
Big Bad Bond Boob Bang. I'm guessing this is about Quantum of Solace.
It's about one of the women who has something vaguely to do with the premiere having sex at the premiere or something.
So it's breasts, breasts, breasts or breasts?
No, it's man shagging his grandmother while she is
grandmother.
Asleep.
I mean,
it's mother-in-law, sorry. Obsessive compulsive prostitute, or 25 boobs for 25 years, or big band bond boob bang 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 whore bang bang bond bang.
That is literally better than the film Quantum of Solace that you've just done there. That was more exciting.
See, I still want to go see Quantum of Solace because it is James Bond, but
it's
I can't
not,
believe...
though. It's not James Bond. It's just a really poor impression of Jason Bourne. And if you want to make a Jason Bourne film, make a Jason Bourne film. Don't make a
With
Bond
Matt
film.
Matt Damon. He does look like Matt Damon, doesn't he?
Yeah. He looks like Matt Damon, except the lower half of his face is melting. At one point, right, his lip is so floppy, he's tickling his own nipples with it.
Really?
And the first half of the film, I'm not joking, right, the first half of the film, every time Bond walks into a room, he starts a fight. And it conditioned me to the point, right? It conditioned me to the point that when he walked in to see M, I thought he was going to punch her in the face. So...
I would love to see Judi Dench take on Bond. It would be a bit like Christopher Lee fighting Yoda.
It'd be like a little pixie woman versus a melted-faced man. It'd be like a Jim Henson film.
And if ever Judi Dench is in trouble, she clicks her fingers and Derek Jacobi comes along and rescues her. And goes, fie, fie! And then they disappear in a puff of elf magic.
I think, I really want that obsessive whore thing to be true, so I'm saying that's an article. Bill's breast sounds like the sport. Big Bad Bond, boob bang. Did I get that right?
No, it's Big Bad Bond Boob Bang.
That's what I said, Big Bad Bond Boob Bang.
Okay, fine. Big Bad Bond Boob Bang.
I think that's the farcical because it's something that you think I would really enjoy, Big Bad Bond Boob Bang.
So what about the man who is shagging his mother-in-law? Do you think that's correct?
No, I think it's wholly wrong.
It might be wholly wrong, Simon, but it is a genuine article. So, well done. It's also on the same page as Rude Fireworks, which I almost went with. Obsessive Compulsive Discord Whore. Genuine article.
Of course it is. That's a great one.
25 boobs, 25 years for the bill.
Hang on, I've only got two left, so you might as well build it up.
Oh, for goodness sake, Simon.
Have I lost?
Of course you haven't.
Oh, yeah. What, I've won?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Big Bang Bon Boob Bang. I made that up.
Wow. I won. And I won. And I got it for the right reason as well.
Simon, you know the Sunday Sport better than anyone.
that's depressing. Anyway, I win. At least I won something this week.
You won your own shame.
Fashion, then.
And we're not talking about Sarah Palin.
No, well, I might be.
Really?
Yeah. I've got an article in the Financial Times called Decoding by Designer. How far can the US presidential hopefuls be judged by their wives' wardrobes?
Really?
Really, yes.
God. This is why Hillary Clinton never would have won.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? It's like, let's not talk about, you know, their policies or their politics. Let's talk about their dresses.
That's the thing, Simon. They have no policies. One says hope and the other says plumber, and that's it.
I watched Obama do a speech. His financial policy is like Bill Clinton's and McCain's is like George Bush's, and Bill Clinton gave you these many jobs and George Bush lost you these many jobs. But isn't Bill Clinton the man directly responsible for the current financial mess by repealing the Glass-Steagall law, which meant that banks weren't regulated anymore?
Yeah, and he got a blowjob.
He did get a blowjob from a woman in a dress. So, going back to women in dresses, apparently Cindy McCain wears dresses that symbolise Republican principles.
Yeah, she wears shirts that say, no gays, vote for Jesus.
And then Michelle Obama apparently wears things that make her look white. But I don't think that's true. Both women are ready to serve their country as clothes horse in chief.
Ugh. My fashion article is Cops Nick Mann Over Tortoise Shoes. Which is, animal lovers were up in arms last night after a man was arrested for making shoes out of tortoise shells. Andrew Jackson, 34, hit the idea after accidentally standing on the empty shell of the dead tortoise while on holiday in Spain. Jackson said, I was walking through some sand dunes barefoot when I felt my foot slip into something warm. When I looked down, I was surprised to find I had trodden on the upturned shell of a dead tortoise, and I couldn't believe how well it would fit and how comfy it was. So, after returning to his Leicester home, Jackson bought half a dozen reptiles on the black market and began to breed them for his scheme. But his plan backfired when neighbours reported him to the cops after spotting him clomping down on the street in his shell shoes. Seems like a good idea at the time, Jackson said last night. And the shells were okay on the beach, but not for the streets.
I think I might apply for a job at the Sunday Sport. It does sound like good fun.
This will turn you off, though. This is my other fashion thing, which is the only time I can actually see breasts covered up, which is the article called Finger Those Stiffens. Can you name the showbiz babes with the chilly nips?
Oh,
and
God.
You basically got pictures of chests, because it's quite cold these days, you know, and you've got their nipples poking out in a cold, nipply way. You got to choose whether it's Lily Allen, Megan Fox, Davina McCall, Kate Moss, Britney Spears, Victoria Beckham, Jessica Simpson, Mariah Carey, Abby Titmus, or Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, give me the clue, give me the clue.
Oh, brother, what a pair. Brother, that would be Davina McCall's.
I
can see Davina McCall's nipples, that's excellent.
Can we stop talking about nipples now, please?
They're all different shapes and they all look interesting. I think, do not judge a man by his mind, judge a man by his nipples.
You say nipples have character?
Well, they have a certain topography.
I I'm a bit loath to say this, considering what paper you bought, but we should delve into the mailbag now. That was a very bad masturbation joke regarding your pornographic material, I think.
I don't think, were you to pleasure yourself, you would really delve into your mailbag.
No, I know, but that's why it's a euphemism, isn't it? Euphemisms don't technically make any sense. I nailed her on the table. I mean, that is tantamount to abuse, surely.
You'd screw her, not nail her.
Yeah, why is hardware such a euphemistic...
Men like women and men like tools.
Anyway, hey-ya, I was listening to your podcast this week, and I suddenly found myself wondering if your podcast is rigged. Has Simon ever won any of the competitions on your show? Izzy said Simon never wins, even when he has, and he's never won. Is this rigged, or is Simon not trying hard enough?
Simon is definitely not trying hard enough.
He signs off, keep up the good work. Slightly
undermines
his point entirely. I have won.
No, you haven't.
I have.
You have never won.
You've certainly won more times than I have, but you've not won every single episode.
I think I have.
I don't think you have, and I know
for a
fact
you haven't. The way I remember
it, Simon. The way you remember it and the way it actually happened don't often correlate.
But the same logic, I could say the same about you. Therefore, you've never won. Right, I've got one which simply says, hate mail. Dear Simon and Izzy, I hate your hate mail so far. It's quite clear to me the rest of your listeners have the mental capacity of a teaspoon. Furthermore, I hate it when I am made to feel guilty for asking for a carrier bag in Waitrose. And for this, I blame your podcast. Good day, gentlemen. Good day.
So hang on, that was hate mail directed at our readers.
Yeah.
Bit harsh. I think our readers are great. Do keep sending the hate mail. We love it.
No requests for 700 pence either this week.
I've abandoned that idea.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm not giving anyone 700 pence anymore. I don't need to buy their vote.
If they want 700 pence and they've worked hard to get it, surely they're in a chance of winning it, Simon.
But by the time this airs, I'd have been elected. No, I'm getting confused. I'm not running for president.
Maybe you should put a budgie in your pants.
Do you think if John McCain put a budgie in his pants, he probably has got a budgie in his pants, actually, hasn't he? He's got that lucky feather.
Yeah, he's a very superstitious man. He's got his lucky feather and a budgie in his pants.
At least he's not Richard Gere. Is that a reference that you're too young to understand?
Is he that old man that people say used to be sexy, but I've never seen it?
Yeah, he apparently did something with a hamster that would have made probably the front page of Daily Sport.
Aww, I like hamsters. Very difficult to get one in a condom, though.
By the way, I'm not voting in the election.
Yeah, I'm not voting in the election either.
If I were to vote, I wouldn't vote for either of them. I'd vote for a third-party candidate.
Yeah.
Don't know who, though.
No.
Probably...
a communist. That's who I'd vote for.
Yeah, I'd vote for a communist. We always talk about the election, but I just don't care.
Don't you?
No.
I really want McCain to win because I think there would be riots.
I think there would be riots too, and it would be very funny. Well, not the rioting. Well, I don't know, rioting can be funny.
As long as nobody got hurt, of course.
Joke rioting, clown rioting.
Just like, you know, Obama going, oh, why I oughta.
So there we go. If you want to write some hate mail to us, sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
You can write on our Facebook group wall. Wow.
You can write on our website, which is www.sundaysupplement.com. There's lots of S's in it, and it's hard to say. Or you could write to your local MP.
About us.
Yeah.
Actually, it'd probably do our careers an enormous amount of good if you wrote... To the Daily Mail and the BBC.
Just tell them that we think the people who work at the Daily Mail are unpatriotic
I don't think you can say c**t. I think that's a bit beyond the pale, even for the Daily Mail.
I need to go on holiday.
Well, I've often told you this, Simon. You're a very stressed out little monkey, aren't you?
You've never once told me to go on holiday.
Well, I said get away, look after yourself, pamper yourself a bit, Simon.
No, you said get away, leave me alone, get away, leave me alone. That doesn't mean go on holiday.
Well, that's what I meant.
Oh, I see. Okay. Anyway, I'm thinking of going to Washington, because apparently Washington's a really nice place to go.
Not according to Dave Gorman, it's not.
Well, not according to anyone except the people who live in Washington. And this is what this article's about. She's saying people who live in Washington tell you it's rubbish and horrible because they think it's so nice that they're they don't want a load of tourists being there.
I think it's actually probably a bit rubbish and horrible, isn't it?
Probably. Well, this is how horrible I think it is. She's telling this little anecdote about how the kids grow up learning how to speak like their kind of political parents. And she's telling this story about a girl who was doing a quiz for her school. She was asked a question and she waved her hand. She goes, oh, I know the answer, I know the answer. And, she, and they go, okay, Katie, whatever her name was, what's the answer? And she sniffed and went, I'm not at liberty to say.
I used to say that when I was a child.
Did you? You precocious little brat.
I know, I was very precocious. Literally, there's a story of me eating chocolate biscuits with chocolate all around my mouth when I wasn't supposed to, and my mum saying, did you eat the chocolate biscuits? And me saying, I'm not at liberty to say. And she said, I think you have, haven't you? And I said, that would never stand up in court, which was at the age of five, a bit. I think I've been watching a lot of Cabinet QC or something.
She also makes this point about how everyone goes, Washington's full of scum and all the people who work there are scum. And she makes this point, you're talking about the people you sent there. You voted for them. Why? To get them out of your own town, I suppose. But how can you blame my town for that?
I've only got really one picture which shows people on holiday. It's actually a picture of the Royal Estate at Sandringham in Norfolk. And the picture that accompanies this is quite graphic. It's Royal We. Prince Philip whips out his pecker for an impromptu slash. It's basically the Queen's husband having a wee.
You've got a picture of Prince Philip having a wee. Is it real or is it a Photoshop?
No, it's real. An onlooker said it was an amazing sight. Anyone walking past on the road would have been able to see the Queen's husband with his own crown jewels in his hand.
You know, earlier I said I'd quite like to work for the Daily Sport. Mm-hmm. I've changed my mind dramatically now.
Really?
Yeah.
It's very weird because they've got obviously a page three girl and it's a...
Prince Philip is not peeing on a page three girl, surely.
He's peeing right next to her, like literally about 2 inches from her, if that... No, I'd say I could get my ruler out. I think it's 1.5 inches.
Follow her eye line. Is she looking at his nads?
She's looking at me while he pees where her elbow would be with the box not cut off. She's a very pretty girl, though, but I can't help feeling that were I a page three girl, I'll be slightly disappointed that my picture was next to an old man having a whiz.
I've lost.
Yeah!
I'm a loser. I'm a weirdo.
Hey!
That was Izzy running by the microphone. I don't know.
Yay! Lapse of honour, dear readers.
It was certainly a lapse of honour, yeah, by cheating.
It's not cheating. You failed to get a decent Sunday newspaper, and therefore...
No, I got a good Sunday newspaper. You failed to get a good Sunday newspaper.
You failed to get a Sunday newspaper. I failed to get a decent newspaper. But I don't know what the nipple count is on the Sunday Sport supplements, but... I know exactly what the nipple count is in the Sunday Sport paper rather than Sunday Sport magazine.
They actually have a tally, do they?
Yes. It's only 63 pages long, Sunday Sport, as
okay.
a Sunday paper.
And how many nipples can you see in 63 pages?
How many would you guess at?
63 pages. Well, let's say 40 nipples.
It's more than 40.
More than 40. I don't think I've ever seen more than 14 nipples in my life.
I mean, it's a bit unfair as well, because they're actually just counting nipples, not breasts. So I think you actually have more breasts than you do nipples.
Yeah, because people coyly cover them up.
Even if you doubled that number, Simon, you wouldn't be close.
It's more than 80.
It's more than 80 nipples.
How many nipples are there then?
99.
There's an odd number of nipples.
That's what I'm saying. Like on that page, there are three. 1, 2, 3. On this page, there is one.
I saw a nipple on a train once.
That page, there are two. This is so full of brilliant journalism. I mean, you're missing the bonfire party special, a penis-shaped firework, which is literally two large explosions at the bottom, rocket shooting up, a big explosion on the top, and then a little jet of...
Oh, God.
I think that's been photoshopped.
I was going to say, I think most of your paper has been photoshopped this week.
To be fair, fair, they do allow body shapes and these sort of things. You know, they do allow for different...
Oh, there's no airbrushing. Well, there is airbrushing.
There is a bit of airbrushing on the page three girls, but there isn't much on the other tits.
Like Prince Philip.
Yeah.
So the paper you should have bought if you could stand the dirty looks. Did you get dirty looks when you bought it?
Gosh, I got dirty looks, yes. I actually got a giggle from the lady behind the counter, as if to say, what are you doing? What are you doing? She's an old lady, so she's sort of like, I imagine some japes are going to be had out of this one.
So, yeah, as I say, the paper you should have bought, Can You Stand the Dirty Looks, is the Sunday Sport. But really, you should have bought the Financial Times Weekend, like I did, because I'm brilliant.
Latest update, a lay preacher banned for farting along to hymns. It's just so, so good.
All right, okay, okay. If you think it's so good, you get it again next week and I'll get a legal paper.
In a democratic election, I would win.
We're not here next week, but there will be something for you to listen to, readers.
We have plans for something particularly good. However, they might fall through depending on when the election wraps up.
We're going to interview Obama, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. But only if he's lost and he's crying in his shoes.
If he's lost, no one will be interested in talking to him except us. And he will talk to us.
I mean, John Kerry emails us every day going, please come on. I was famous once. And we're saying, no, you've got to do a documentary that slightly gets the science wrong and insults people's intelligences. That's what you need to do if you fail to become president. Yeah, Gore, I'm speaking to you.
Join us in 2 weeks' time for a proper episode, but in next week when we're doing something else, possibly. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.